Hopkins County Chamber of Commerce President Meredith Cadell has plans for an occasional luncheon meeting on topics of interest for county business owners. One such luncheon is taking place next Tuesday.
We started last year and we did two if you include Ray Perryman, but we really want to do this Better Your Business series. And we did one for breakfast last year, which was with Senator Duell, and then we did Ray Perryman. And we're going to start it back, and we're going to try to do it quarterly if we can. And the idea behind it is from the Workforce Committee is just to try to put things out there that are going to help, especially small business owners, but really will apply to anybody that's in business here in Hopkins County. And so this one is going to be on Tuesday, March the 3rd from noon to 1:30 at First Methodist Church in Fellowship Hall. And it's called Employment Laws, Separating Fact from Fiction. You know, there's so many things that, you know, you're nervous about, like what questions you can and cannot ask in an interview, who's an independent contractor, who's not. Those laws have kind of changed over the past couple of years. Exempt versus non-exempt employees, best practices for discipline and termination. How do you fire somebody? What is the process that you're supposed to go through in order to protect yourself? And so we've got these two women. Hopefully most of everybody received these postcards in the mail. They're with a big firm out of Dallas. I'm going to read it because I'm going to get it wrong, but it's Ogletree Deacons, and they have been recognized by the U.S. News and World Report as Law Firm of the Year for the past 4 years when it comes to labor and employment laws. So we have invested in trying to bring these two women to Sulphur Springs. We'll have a quick lunch. It's $15. It'll go from 12 to 1:30. So hopefully all of our chamber members will realize the importance of all of this stuff because they're going to spend some time talking about each of those topics I talked about, and then they'll have like a 20-minute question-answer time so that people can ask questions if they're confused or just make sure that they get it straight and don't do anything that could hinder them when it comes to running their business. So we're really excited about it, and we look to have two more plus Ray Perryman or whatever we do in the Economic Outlook Conference in December. So hopefully once a quarter we'll be able to provide these for our members.
It was something that came out of some interest from chamber members thinking it'd be a good idea to provide this kind of information.
Well, absolutely. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, the chamber, yes, we do a lot of events. We bring a lot of people into town for those events, but the purpose of the chamber is to be there and support our businesses. And so how do you do that? And so we're trying to look at things that are going to be beneficial for our chamber members, things that they can benefit from. So employment law is a huge thing when it comes to, especially once again, our small business owners, that they understand what you can and cannot do in interviews, how you fire somebody. And we just felt like those were really important. And so that's what we're hoping to do to just enhance their membership at the chamber is offer these meetings so that they can go and get all the information they need and have. It would cost about $500, $300 to $500 an hour to meet with one of these women if you were in the Metroplex. And so they're getting to come for $15. They can come and ask these ladies questions and, you know, get a good education very cheaply and have lunch.
KSST News.